Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the St. Patrick's Day edition. And I'm apparently the only one that cares. Not a person in the building wearing green, except for this cat, Dom, fashionably sporting black. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, Crudy. Smoking the green. Happy St. Patty's Day to you, Evan, on the board, our fair audience. Stay cool out there, everybody.
I suspect you have smoked a few shamrocks in your life, Dom. You know, this green shirt, this t-shirt, you can see it just around my collar. Mm-hmm. Wearing a sweatshirt as well. And a Green Bay Packers hat, that kind of counts. Green shirt from the Summer of Love party at the Jade Monkey, baby.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I can't wait to get out there and start partying in public with the people and some warm weather. It's coming.
Yeah, we got some catching up to do. I can't really wear green. You know, I'm in front of a green screen here, so you kind of like see right through me. So, you know, I always
defer see right to the black. Through you, Dom. Yeah. And, buddy, we've gone out drinking many, many nights. I don't know. You know, the only Irish sort of St. Patty's Day theme I can think of, though. Well, your daughter was born on St. Patrick's Day, so again, happy birthday, Izzy. Her golden,
yes,
right?
Izzy, 17 years old today. I can't believe it, man. It's crazy.
The only partying I can think that I've done with you, though, in like an Irish pub, was at the Minocqua Brewing Company Summer Bash last summer in Plover. And as fate would have it, that was the site of a big Republican meeting last night with Speaker Robin Voss. But Dom, wanted to start this edition with the tales of your buddy Ram Jam. Just hear what he told the Associated Press. He met with Speaker Robin Voss, but the actual meeting part, you know, not just the waiting in the waiting room part, when that happened, Speaker Voss threw the gubernatorial candidate out on his ass, out to the cheers of the fringer throngs in the hallway of misfit toys there at the state capitol.
Well, you know, Ram Jam's running for governor, and apparently Assembly Speaker Voss didn't want this event held yesterday to turn into a campaign rally for Ram Jam. So it was, he had to go. He had to leave.
Well, the meeting about the decertification of the 2020 election, God knows, you don't want that to devolve into politics.
Right.
Curdy, but Ram Jam was quoted as saying he wanted to punch Speaker Voss right in the nose. Now, Dom, you and I have gone out, you know, late, bar time drinking. I recall one night you threatened to shoot me in the face.
Yeah, it's more than one night, but yes, those were rhetorically.
Specifically,
speaking,
I remember one night I was much sober than you, and that's a rarity, but that night I was, and I felt a little threatened. Yeah. But in all of our 30 years of partying together, my friend, has it ever crossed your mind, I'm going to punch Crudy in the nose?
No. Well, you may have deserved it more than once, Crudy, but no, that's not my go-to. And as feisty as I tend to be, the cynic that I am, resorting to and threatening physical violence, you kind of lose the argument at that point.
Well, Dom, I gotta readily admit, I have considered punching you in the nose. That's what made me gubernatorial candidate material.
Republican state lawmaker and candidate for governor said he wanted to punch Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, quote, right in the nose, unquote, after he kicked him out of a meeting about decertifying the Biden's election win, the AP reported. He was angry with Voss after the speaker did not allow him in the closed-door meeting that day.
He was angry like an old man trying to send soup back into the deli.
The C was angry that day. I knew it was going to be quite a day for Wisconsin when I looked at the Raw story and just did a word search on the main page. Wisconsin mentioned three times in three different articles on the Raw story main
page. We're national, baby. We made it big time.
Terrible. Just absolutely terrible and embarrassing. But are you really surprised? I mean, for real.
That Rantham would say publicly as a gubernatorial candidate that he wants to punch or considered punching the Republican Speaker of the Assembly in the nose? Yeah, that's probably
it's
gubernatorial.
It's par for the course, Crudy. It's par for the course.
Well, I guess Trump said stuff Trump said stuff like that all the time, didn't he?
Republicans lost the election, and the president. Of course, they won their own elections, and those apparently were not fraudulent. But the ones that they lost and the positions that they lost, those are the big fraudulent ones. So they throw this big hissy fit. And what do? They ransack the Capitol, right? They crap all over the walls. Well, they didn't get their way, and this is how the emotionally insecure react. That's how it is. And, you know, we posted that piece about the guy from Wisconsin who, you know, just got charged. Was he from Pulaski or somewhere up north there? Hey, you know, proud as the dickens for, what, bear spraying some Capitol officers?
Capitol cops till they had to take off their clothes and run away like bitches.
Little bitches. Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, something along those lines. Well, that's the mentality. That's how they are. I mean, I'd like any of these folks to articulate any sort of, you know, position that they want to stand on other than my fascist guy lost. I don't like that. I'm going to throw a fit. So I'm going to lash out physically or threaten people in order to do so. And as feisty as I get, Crudy, I am even smart enough to aware and hope that people were listening to my voice would say, you know what? Resorting to physical violence to settle these kinds of differences is really not the way that a civilized society goes through, you know, handling problems or governing. That's why we have the system that we have, so we don't have to worry about trying to beat each other up in the streets. And when you lose those challenges, when you lose the election, when you lose in the courts, and you constantly lose, and your only reaction is not to, you know, fall back on or collect yourselves, maybe evaluate what your positions are, maybe, you know, evaluate what your messaging has been. Oh, no. They strike out, they strike back, and if you don't go along with them, they're going to beat you down. And that is essentially what the Republican Party is, led by Donald Trump, and now here in the state of Wisconsin, Ram Jam.
Dominic, I recall a day on Brady Street, you on the stoop talking trash to people walking by and talking too loud, yelling, screaming, you know, probably doing something you perceive they shouldn't be doing. And you were out there very bold that day. And of course, we did have a glass front studio and they could see, you know, all 6'5", 350 of Fancy Brian.
It's easy to be bold with
all
Fancy Brian behind me.
All 6'5", 300-ish of Fancy Keith. And then I think Daryl Ingram was also in the studio that day, the former Green Bay Packer, who probably goes about 3. You know, those are some drinking buddies. You know, you could be brave when you got guys like that on your back. But, you know, Rantham's going to run into the wrong character someday. He's going to talk trash. And a guy like Speaker Robin Voss is going to give him the prison shiv right between the ribs.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It really is, man. You know, I heard you speak before, and we've talked about it. While the entertainment value for those of us who'd love to see the Republican Party continue to implode, is really.
Are you not entertained?
I mean, yeah, but not. I'd rather talk about other things. You know, I'd rather talk about the NCAA tournament today. I'd rather talk about, you know, policy and politics, but not physical violence. And this is physical violence threatened against members of their own party. I mean, no wonder why the guy called the cops on us when we were in the Capitol.
Rantham specifically called the cops on us. Apparently didn't like the tone of our Christmas caroling.
Or the tone of my questions.
Now, Dominic, I had seen a piece, I think you published it, perhaps on our Facebook page, sort of pointed out so many of the violent offenders in this nation are white males that are perceived or perceive themselves to be incelibent.
Involuntary celibacy.
Yes.
Incels. Yes. Incels. I had no idea that was a thing.
Well, that's because you're not celibate.
I'm not one of them.
You never had any trouble getting laid as long as I've known you in my life. Now, as a married man, I know you got a missus at home or wherever she's traveling, Northern California. But, you know, I know you guys are good. You guys have a plan. But I'm just telling you, there are some people out there that can't get no loving. Not even on St. Patty's Day. Yeah, where you drink a little too much and that girl sure does look pretty over there. I'm Irish. Kiss me, I'm Irish. And then you get slapped in the face. And you go back home and you just ruminate on it. And apparently, I think Tim Rantham might fall amongst the I'm not saying.
It might explain some of the anger.
You know, as a party, they don't get laid much. That's just, you know, my assumption.
You know, it is, and while we certainly joke about it to some degree, FBI or Homeland Security, I mean, they are concerned about this group of individuals in this country who not only, you know, have that angst about not being able to, you know, find love in all the right places, but have the attitude that think that they are owed it, you know, that women owe them and they can't say no. And, you know, though that kind of mentality is certainly dangerous. But the fact that, you know, our government has looked at that population, that subsection of American society and decided, yeah, if stuff's going to go down, it's probably going to happen with these kinds of folks.
Well, Tim Rantham is married with children and grandchildren. So presumably, you know, during the course of his marriage, he's had relations. He consummated the marriage
a few times.
But, you know, I can't predict whether or not that's been an ongoing thing. Some marriages get cold.
Yes, that they do.
Some partners, you know, the love's just not the same as it once was, you know.
Well, and sometimes the plumbing doesn't work like it used to. And there's all sorts of reasons why there could be angst for, you know, white men in this country. But are you kidding me? I mean, when are white men in America going to catch a break, right?
What's this talk of plumbing not working?
Well, it might bring up some of the issues for guys like Ram Jim and the incels. I'm just saying.
Oh, I thought perhaps you're being confessional here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm pretty good. I'm good. Just don't drink too much.
Come back with us. Just don't drink too much. We'll take your calls, lightly screen, day drinking. It's permitted. Shamrock smoking. It's encouraged. 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates.